trap, trap money, penny. This shit got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it. Yep.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me.
The only show where we talk, go to Google Trends and talk about them so that we get search engine optimization.
Don't want to end up a cartoon graveyard.
So what's up, you all you cartoons out there in Cartoon Graveyard? It's another week of the SEO show. It's Thursday, so we're a little late, and I apologize for that. But we are on vacation in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. We've got a dog here squeaking a squeaky toy. We got Ruffalo here. Ruff, you might have to leave. That's a little bit annoying for the listeners.
How's everyone doing? Zach Show Live here, coming to you with some hot news. It is Thursday, but the news will keep rolling as we keep bowling.
We got Megan here. Say hello.
Hey, guys. The making car to the radio session today.
And we got Matt.
Oh, yeah, this is Matt Attack on the 103.9. Yeah, we're out here in Nashville, Tennessee, just living it up.
Let's get right into the topics and see what's going on. Google search trends.
Interesting. Interesting. We got two fresh new voices here on the show. Absolutely thrilled to have a little bit of variance into the SEO.
So I'm pulling up the search trends, and one of the first thing is Milan versus.
Let's turn this Paul Simon.
I want to keep Paul Simon going for this time. No, wait, can I just do that? Oh, no, I can't. Sorry. Okay. All right. So this is the show where we bring up Google search trends and we talk about them so that we can put them in the description and maybe you'll stumble upon our searches. Lately, though, we've just been titling these episodes as Drake remixes of In My Feelings, like In My Feelings remixes, and that's been a lot more successful. So we'll still keep we'll still talk about stories, but this will probably be like In My Feelings Facebook stock drops remix or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did hear something on NPR about the Facebook stock drop. I thought you'd be pretty psyched about that.
So in the news, nobody says. I read like a few tweets about it. I didn't look. It said it dropped 20 points. I'm not even sure what that means. Anybody a stock expert here?
Megan?
Mad Attack?
No, not really.
Yeah. 20 points. 20 points sounds like a lot. But I don't know.
It's worse. It's on track for its worst day ever, says CNN Money. And a lot of people are just saying that. Well, the tweet I saw that was like retweeted by a reputable tweeter, Casey Newton, who like does a daily newsletter on Facebook every day. He writes all about Facebook. He's like, look, it has nothing to do with like the bad news that's coming out about like the Russian elections. Nothing like that. It's like, it's more just like investors are seeing Facebook as not returning as much money as it used to be. It's really just like a business decision more than like a reputation thing. Like, it's not like everybody's like, oh, Facebook's manipulating everyone. We're all turning into Facebook zombies, so I'm not going to invest. It's more just like the month cash flow is slowing down, it seems.
The ads are not as prevalent. Pure people are thinking it's like not as beneficial to like throw their money into Facebook ads, or
yeah, well, in general, the whole Facebook idea, like, it's just not as futuristic and, you know, cool as it seemed 10 years ago.
Honestly, I just don't even want to talk about Facebook. I'm kind of like, I don't know. Does anyone else have any opinions on
Facebook users? You still use it, Megan?
I still use Facebook, but
daily?
Daily. But I feel like Facebook, out of all the social media apps, is like depressing. People are so negative on it, on Facebook, with like everything they post and like comments, so it kind of gets annoying, to be honest.
Like mostly political or just like in general?
A lot of political. And kind of in general, people are a little bit more harsh on Facebook, I feel like.
Than all the other social networks?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not more than Twitter, probably. I'm not a big Twitter user, but I know people are really, like, honest and blunt on Twitter.
Yeah. We got Ricky here. Ricky arriving.
I don't know how I feel about Facebook yet. I do check it every day, multiple times. But I don't really know why.
Yeah. Facebook, Matt?
I'd say I use it possibly 2 to 3 times a week. I just go in there to kind of just see what's going on. Maybe I see some family pics that I wouldn't see on Instagram because parts of my family, you know, aren't that, you know, excelled in the social media.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's the social media for old people, right?
That's the only reason why I keep my Facebook is for my parents and like family.
But besides that, not much. I honestly go in there and check it out. Maybe to see if there's anything popping up on Marketplace that I could get, snag, save a few bucks.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that.
Or possibly just to see a really funny meme that I didn't see on Instagram.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine it's going to go away because they own Instagram and stuff, but maybe the Facebook site itself, Facebook, is going away. Do you see any more searches up here that you guys are interested in? I'm just scrolling through. These are the top searches of the day. We got Powerball, Castle Rock, Imran Khan, Sergio Marcone, Mission Impossible. Let's check yesterday's top searches.
What about this Mars?
Is that
news?
Is that on the top?
From yesterday, yeah.
Oh, it's
11.
It's
number
today.
11. It's only 100K.
Yeah, we could talk about it.
I mean, I think we
should. There's water on Mars, guys. We found liquid water on Mars. This is
like your classic H2O.
I think it's salty. I don't know if that's classic, but
salted water. It's like we found a pool of LaCroix.
There's like polar ice caps on the, you know, just like we have ice caps. And they suspected that there might be liquid water under there because under our ice caps, there's liquid water deep under there. And so they scanned it and they said about a mile down, there is liquid water.
That's really far down, though.
Pretty far down. But
like, I don't think we've ever really like dug into Mars.
No, it was just like a radar
of some sort.
But yeah, I mean, that just means there's building blocks of life, things like that. Possibility of like some sort of simple alien creature, maybe.
That's sweet. Is there life on Mars? Is the question?
There could have been. I think like there's like, because they found like little streams, like ancient streams before, and they found like little like grooves and fossils and rocks that they're like, that could be like ancient bacteria, but there's been no confirmation of actual life on Mars yet.
If there is alien life form on there, that we're going to bring him here.
Yeah. That's probably.
Dumb, dude. That's kind of like kidnapping.
I think more likely we would study it out in space as much as possible.
Like on Mars, maybe. That would be the best move.
Yeah.
Wasn't Interstellar about that? About there being life form on Mars?
I think that was Life. The movie Life, where they found that little guy, and then he fucking grew rapidly and killed everybody on the ship.
I do not remember that.
You guys never saw that?
That was Bug's Life.
Dude, it's with Jake Gyllenhaal, Ryan Reynolds. It's called Life.
Oh, I didn't see that, actually.
They find, like, this little cute worm guy, and they're like, oh, he's an alien. But then it grows rapidly. Like, you know those tanks that you put your hands in the gloves?
Yeah.
And then you're in the tank? The guy was playing with it with one of those, and the alien, like, grabbed his arm, broke it in the tank, and then, like, basically ate his whole body. Like, when he jumped out of the cage somehow, went down the guy's throat, and ate his insides. And then shot himself out of the body, and then pretty much ate everybody else on the ship, because he grew at, like, a rapid pace.
No, I've never seen that.
It was good.
I recommend it. Moving on.
So check out
that movie, Life.
Okay, next topic.
I actually like that.
What?
Just giving ourselves like a time limit.
Well, there wasn't really. I just sort of did it.
We should keep that keep that up. Maybe a 5-minute timer.
That's kind of how we do. Yesterday's top search fought with 5 million searches.
Oh, yeah. This is real. This is me.
What's going on?
You didn't hear? Well, actually, this is Wednesday. This is Tuesday's topic.
Is she like a lesbian or something?
No, you didn't hear what happened?
She OD'd, and they rushed her to the hospital. She's alive, but...
I knew that she was struggling with some addictions, but I didn't know. What did she OD on?
Heroin.
She OD'd on heroin.
Really?
Yeah. So she, about maybe a month ago, maybe less, she came out with a new song called Sober. The song's basic message was... I'm sorry to everybody because I'm not sober anymore. She relapsed after 6 years of sobriety. Her friends found her passed out in her house, heroin overdose. In LA. And they revived her with Narcan or something.
Narcan. It's like synthetic heroin.
Yeah, they revived her with that, saved her life. And then they rushed her to the hospital, and she's been there.
Whoa.
What's up, pussy?
We got Logan on the PCast. We're just talking about Demi Lovato.
Oh, yeah.
She's a top trend, so.
Isn't it like.
I mean, she's been in the spotlight since she was. I first saw her on Barney back in the day.
She was on Barney?
She was on Barney with Selena.
She was a Selena.
Wow. Same episode.
Barney Mates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And wasn't there like a show on Disney that was like. It was like 5 minutes long, but she was on it. It was like the show between shows.
Sunny with a Chance?
Oh,
no.
So random.
Walker, whatever.
Yeah.
So random.
Was it called So Random? It was literally the shortest, like, was before Sunny with a Chance, before Camp Rock.
I kind of remember this, actually.
It would be
it was called So Random.
Oh.
Or no. So Random was the sketch comedy show on Disney Channel.
Ruffalo's coming in here squeaking up a damn storm.
Yeah. I forget what it was. Oh, Saved by the Bell or Before the Bell?
That's what I thought.
Before the Bell Rings.
Yeah, that was it.
As
the
Bell Tolls. For whom the Bell Tolls.
As the Bell Rings, That was...
Anyway, that's where she kind of got her star. And then she went on to Camp Rock.
Is it?
Then she had a pretty good DCOM movie. And then she had a TV show, Sunny with a Chance. And then she just kind of switched strictly to music. Disney Channel original movie. You call yourself a millennial.
Isn't... I don't know. You just don't... I guess heroin's kind of like the fucking... I don't know. It's one of the crazier drugs. But, like, I didn't think that'd be a drug that a high-level celeb would.
Yeah, when you think of heroin, you mostly think of, like...
I mean, I guess she's kind of like a rock star. I mean, I just feel like
there's a lot of drugs that feel dirty. Meth feels a little dirty, you know, because you got that dirty pipe. Weed kind of actually feels dirty. Like, on the dirty drug scale, whenever I see a dirty bong, that almost to me is as dirty as, like lighting up a spoon and, like, the little, like, dirty cotton wad and, like, needles and stuff. Like, I see a dirty bong, and it's, like, in the same world as that. But the idea of, like, the whole vibe of heroin is scary, right?
Yeah, like, the whole... ritualistic preparation is very demonic, I think.
And just like I imagine, like, if heroin were more of like a popular drug, I don't know how they would like sort of improve the imagery of it, like a nice looking spoon,
probably
nice,
like a heating coil in the actual
in the spoon
in the pipe
itself
or whatever. I don't know. I guess you shoot up heroin, so
it's just like a real backwoods operation still. Like, it looks like you're like cooking moonshine or something, you know? Like, it's like so ramshackle.
Yeah.
And then you stick it in your damn vein, right into the vein.
I mean, apparently heroin's a serious problem in our country. So.
It is.
Well, I feel like that just proves that it's not just the bottom of the barrel kind of parts of society that can get addicted to this drug. It's also the most rich.
Yeah. Do you think people start with heroin, or are they doing like other opiates and then they're like, I just need to level up, and so they get to heroin? Like,
other opiates, like what?
What's the regular Oxycontin? That's an opiate?
Like a pharmaceutical?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely started with like Oxy.
She's was 6 years sober. Demi Lovato was 6 years sober from cocaine, I believe, was her drug of choice.
I doubt that it was only cocaine. I'm sure she was popping other pills.
Wow.
But yeah, that's a bummer. We're wishing a speedy recovery to Demi.
This is my favorite Demi track I'm putting on in honor of Demi.
This is, I like this album.
When she sang like more of like a punk rocker, and now she sings more of like a
ballad,
Aretha Franklin-y type vocal. Like that's really what she sings like now.
She should bring back that like angsty, like fucking early Avril Lavigne vibe.
Like Paramore.
Yeah.
This is kind of Paramore.
This part's sweet. The part where she totally like riffs hard. Yeah, it's sweet. All right. Do you see? Do you guys care about the? You guys, I heard you guys talking about Mega Millions the other day. Do you have much to say about it? Yeah, that's my only.
Something to say. It just sucks. It wasn't us.
Did you guys actually buy ticks?
Sean bought a lot. I think Mom and James did.
What was the prize? This is with 2 million searches on Tuesday. Mega Millions.
Over $300 million, and like, one person won it. Only one.
So yeah.
He gets all of it. He or she. I don't know who. I don't know what.
Good proportion of it.
Yeah, I mean, after taxes, you're still...
What would you, We were talking about this, actually, last week on the SEO show, we talked about how Jeff Bezos became the richest person on the planet, or in modern history, with $151 billion on Prime Day.
Jeff Bezos is the owner and CEO of
Amazon.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, what would you do with... I mean, that's like... Imagine, like... If Jeff Bezos won $300 million, he'd be like, oh, cool, dude.
Yeah.
Cool. Good day.
Oh, weird.
Here's the thing. God, I wish I was Jeff Bezos.
What would you, anybody have any, like, first things they would buy if they became just, like, a ridiculous richo?
Billionaire? Like, billion?
Well, I mean, $300 million is basically a, it's not a billionaire, but
yeah,
it's
but
pretty much
anything. You still blow that money. Which is crazy, but, like, you still could.
Yeah.
I guess I'd buy... I mean, I definitely would buy a couple cars. I don't even have one, so I'd definitely do that. Definitely would get a house, maybe multiple. And probably a water jetpack.
I'll get LASIK.
I'll
get LASIK. I'll get laser hair removal.
I feel like these are things that are just, like... You could win the lottery for like $20,000 and maybe take care of it.
You asked me what would be the first thing I would buy. That would be the first thing.
But you got to pick something sort of ridiculous. First? Like something over the top that you can't.
That's like really the thing that I want the most. Right.
Haven't you ever thought about like over the top things you'd want?
Boat.
Cool pet.
Boat.
I guess a boat.
Boat's okay. Cool.
Just like looking around at things. You're like, boat.
Oh,
dude, actually,
windowsill.
I'd probably build the fastest street legal race car, just because I could be like, my car's faster than yours. just piss off the other rich people.
No offense, that kind of sounds like some little dick energy stuff.
Whoa.
What?
You know.
What does that mean?
You know, big dick energy.
Yeah. Oh.
When you do like vaping is like little dick energy.
Like you got a small wee wee, and that's why you do that.
It's overcompensating.
Big dick energy is like carrying your trash in your pocket till you get home.
Never heard that described like that.
Whoa, that's weird, dude.
It's just like it's like you know you have such a big dick that anything you do, like you can look as dumb as possible, and you're like, I still got such a swinging honker that it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay, that's cool. That's cool.
I don't think so. I think like.
Well, that's the idea, right? You don't have to have a swinging honker, but it's as if you do.
Got it.
and it helps if you do.
I have another thing I'd probably do. I'd probably get that show Treehouse Masters, build me a sick treehouse.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
I'd get a treehouse studio.
Right, yeah, I'd pretty much just like
get that, and then with our weddings, we would all copy him.
You know what I'd do? I'd build a whole like giant greenhouse dome, and then I'd have around like a whole forest, you know, like big tall trees, and then build my treehouse in those trees.
Yeah.
So that I like have perfect weather all the time too. Dude, and like weird trees.
How sick that would be, like just like a really big fucking cool treehouse.
Yeah, water slides bridges, coming out of it.
Bridges, trapdoors.
I'd hire Chip and Joanne to redo my entire like real house. Yeah. That's what I would do with the money.
Well, they'd Chip and Joanne from what's that?
From Fixer Upper.
HGTV. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would love to meet Chip and Joanne, have them put some shiplap up in my treehouse.
Yeah.
And that is the squeaking minute from Ruffalo. Okay. Sorry. Ruffalo's squeaking in the background. Get Ruffalo out of here. All right. So let's move on these topics. Let me make sure I'm still about 21 minutes into the show. Any of these topics jumping?
Why is J-Lo trending?
Jennifer Lopez, 19. Number 19 really not, on Tuesday.
Really not too many searches.
She's turned 49, and I guess she maybe took like a pic where she still looks sexy.
I mean, she is really
happy
hot
birthday,
still.
Jennifer Lopez.
She's 49. I mean, she looks fucking amazing.
Is that her? Is this the picture from the?
Why is there looking?
She does look good.
She looks.
I mean,
really
shit,
good.
49. She looks great, dude.
He really is.
I mean, that's kind of all I got to say about that. Honestly, she looks great.
What could you be looking up?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, my.
Wait, is this the pic from?
I think this is the
I
one.
I think
that
this
just
is the
posted.
One. This is from Instagram, right?
I'm looking up my lotion.
3 days ago, yeah. She's just like her at the gym. It's a gym selfie, mirror
you
selfie.
You can actually see her nips coming through her sports bra. It's fucking awesome.
Congrats to J-Lo.
Congrats to J-Lo and congrats to her nips individually. They're still fucking out there getting it. Once again, I mean, not the best lineup of topics. A whole lot of fucking sports.
A lot of names that I've just never seen. Like Nathan Eovaldi.
What's going on with Chris Hardwick?
That's a baseball guy. Oh, you didn't hear?
No.
He's like extreme.
You guys know Chris Hardwick.
He was like a flippin' psycho to his like ex-girlfriend. She wrote like a whole expose about how like he would like.
I was gay.
Nah. Nah. He's just like, oof, he's a bad dude. If you read like the profile of everything he did to his like his girlfriends, you're like, wow, it's psycho.
I was followed someone on social media that was saying like that they could do Chris Hardwick's job like. And instead of him, so I guess that was why. I guess I was...
Yeah, well, because, like, it's basically, like, all the guys who are Chris Hardwick fans are coming out to be like, no, dude, he's not that bad. These are, like, oh, these are blown out of proportion, you know? It's, like, the classic shit.
What did he do?
It's just, like, really, like... Just, like, real Handmaid's Tale type stuff. Like, you can't go out without me. What are you doing? Like... pretty much like you have to have sex with me when I want to, things like that, just like super like flipping
like DJ Khaled type shit.
It's some DJ Khaled like Extension type. It was like somewhere between DJ Khaled and Extension.
Okay.
Maybe. And like he, I think he got he's returning. He's returning to AMC. I guess something happened where, like, they... Sorry, I didn't, like, read more about this, but it looks like he's returning to AMC, so maybe it was not real?
Okay, we'll leave that one up for
okay. What I read about it, I read, like, his girlfriend's, like, whole thing, and it was, like, pretty crazy.
Oh,
let's throw a little... whoops,
it's crazy
sorry.
How much that game has taken off in 1 year.
Yeah, not much about it.
Throw a little Am I Feelings on here. Okay, that's not playing.
I turned it down, sorry.
There's a goldfish recall. That's kind of good.
Bring in Tuesday. Your goldfish. We're going to fix it up and we'll get you on your way.
No stack is safe. People are losing their crackers about Ritz and goldfish.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like the real fish. Like people were buying them and they're.
Nah. It's been a rough week out there for crackers and snackers since Monday when a number of Ritz crackers and goldfish products were recalled over a potential risk of salmonella. So, guys, if you're out there eating gold, you guys have goldfish?
Megan's a real goldfish head.
Look out, salmonella.
Really? Even on the flavor Cheddar Blast?
actually, it says, yeah. It recall. They announced Pepperidge Farm announced a recall of four different flavors. And the first one, flavor blasted extra cheddar.
Oh, no, goldfish. Dang it. Those are the best mix. Things, have mix. You guys had those?
What the fuck happened to your toenail, Megan?
What? Ow!
That was the ugliest toenail I've ever seen in my fucking life, dude. Everybody, look at Megan's.
Wow, pretty small.
I mean, guys,
look at that.
It's a weird pinky toenail.
It's like a sliver. That's sick, dude. I never noticed.
I think
I have the same one.
Yeah, well, I think I have pretty small, tiny toenail too.
I just have a small little tiny.
Especially for your pinky.
Yeah, but yours is like sticking straight up in the air.
Barely even there.
Sorry, dude.
We're like touching pinkies, dude.
That just came off.
I just have to get my toes.
I never noticed that one.
Guys, I don't know if you knew this, but happy National Coffee Milkshake Day. You know?
What? Actually? Coffee Milkshake?
Coffee Milkshake Day. And also, today is
National... Is that a Frappuccino?
I guess. I mean, if we're plugging Starbucks right now,
but
sure.
But Coffee Milkshake, is that like the... Is that like the generic name for what a frappuccino is?
I think that's actually a milkshake flavored and made with coffee ice cream. But when we're on the subject, happy National Bagel Fest Day. Because I
did have a bagel today.
Yeah, me too.
I kind of had a coffee milkshake, sort of.
Already today? Oh, you put ice cream in it?
I thought about doing that, but no. I just put whipped cream and milk. So that's almost a milkshake.
I mean, something kind of cool about today, today in history in 1847, the country of Liberia was founded. This West African state was founded primarily by freed slaves from the United States. Oh, we've done it again. The Liberian Constitution was based off the U.S. Constitution, and the capital, Monrovia, is named after James Monroe, of the fifth president of the United States. I mean, I don't know if that was the best one to read.
I don't even know. If you would have asked me where Liberia was, I would have said somewhere in Europe.
Oh, and happy birthday to Stanley Kubrick.
Really?
I'm born in 1928 today, yep. As well as Mick Jagger, if you got the moves like a Jagger.
Yeah, I'm going through more stories and there's not much.
We're just losing people left and right here.
Shark Week.
Yeah, okay, we'll talk about Shark Week. I think Shark Week's like mad overhyped.
Yeah.
I didn't even know people still cared about it.
The crazy thing about Shark Week is like in the 90s, back when Shark Week started, it was so like hyping up like shark attack. Rah, 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 and then slowly it transitioned over. Like they still gave that like sharks are scary vibe. But then every single ep was like, actually, sharks are nice and not, they don't attack you if you don't attack them. And like, and their numbers are dwindling because of Jaws. Great. We need Kyle in here. Kyle has a lot of passionate things to say about sharks.
I got a couple thoughts on sharks.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
You ever seen that documentary Shark Water? I know Jimmy has. Oh, Jimmy wants to be a marine biologist. Let's get Jimmy in on
this. Do you have anything to say about sharks?
Yeah.
We got Jimmy here.
Sharks are pretty much like... kind of in the water. They're kind of like bees. Like, they're not gonna mess with you if you don't mess with them.
Like just describing what a shark is. Sharks swim in water usually.
Yeah. They always move forward. If you go on Instagram, there's a whole bunch of people. My personal favorite is Juan Shark, and he pretty much is like a kind of like a shark, like kind of conservationist, and he, his whole page is for people to let people know that sharks are not bad, like they're not gonna mess with you. He constantly dives with sharks, just like free diving, just like no tanks, just like one breath hold, with his wife, and he takes pictures with like 16, like 18 foot big tiger sharks off the coast of Hawaii, and he's pretty sick. But sharks, like, they're not gonna, they don't go looking for people as predator, like people as prey. Like, they target stuff a lot smaller than them, so you're not gonna get murdered by like a little like 4 or 5 foot mako shark around the coast of the beach, or like a spinner shark around like Florida's. So
the only sharks, I thought tiger sharks and great whites were the only ones that will like sort of purposefully attack humans, but no. It still is a little rare. No. You sure?
No, positive. The most aggressive shark is a bull shark, and that's just the most common attack because they can go in fresh and salt water, so they're just kind of everywhere.
Ooh, I have a question.
What's up?
Do we believe that the Meg is real?
The what? The mega shark?
The Megalodon.
Megalodon?
Whatever. Yeah, Megalodon.
I've heard about that.
Do you think it's weird?
No.
I mean, real?
Absolutely no fucking way.
What?
I think it could be.
I think it's real.
I think it's, wasn't it prehistoric?
We know more about the moon than our ocean.
Yeah, that's why I think it could be
like
out there.
97% of the ocean is unexplored. Like, there's miles and miles and miles of sea. There could be something monstrous lurking down there. Oh, they actually just found prints of giant squid with tentacles as big as a trash can lid, like engaved in like or like imprinted in limestone.
You mean like the suction cups, yeah, on the tentacles?
And if
the
you,
flip.
Yeah, if you look at like a really small like octopus or squid, they have like probably like 100, 150 suction cups on one of their tentacles. So those like giant squid that you hear about in like mythology and stuff, like that probably was real. Yeah. But there's no remains of it because the squid's body's all flesh and they have a little beak.
Yeah.
And that's the only like hard thing about them, and that can get just eroded away after a couple thousand years.
Yeah.
The only real imprints they have are the only real evidence they have about them is the limestone imprints, but they're as big as like garbage can lids, which is freaking crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, there could be really like the biggest stuff is down there. Like the biggest whales are super super deep.
Yeah.
Like big stuff hides deep down and doesn't really come up much.
One more thing about sharks. Just want to give a shout out to Rob Stewart. He's a really big shark conservationist. He made a movie called Shark Water. If you want to check it out, it's got 80% Rotten Tomato, and 95% of people liked it. Basically, he dedicates his life to show that sharks are misunderstood. He joins forces with Paul Watson to fight poachers who illegally kill the animals for their fins and meat. Really, really good documentary. He did die recently, Rob, but he just drowned, I think. His like oxygen tank ran out.
I heard about that.
And then they couldn't find his body, I heard, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
But
cool movie.
One thing about shark fin soup is I actually did have a marine teacher try it, and it was already there. It was on the restaurant. Like, he just got it just to see what all the hype was about. And he said it was horrible, and the big countries that are killing sharks for the shark fin soup is like China, Japan, and they use it as like kind of like a dish of hierarchy. It's like, oh, I'm rich, I can afford shark fin soup.
It's kind of like caviar.
Yeah, kind of like caviar in America, or like a big like lobster dinner, which is honestly disgusting because like it's gross. Like they don't like it. Like it's not good to them.
Yeah, it's about status.
It's just about status.
And just like the idea like sharks are powerful and mean, and like maybe I'm going to get that energy, like I'm a shark.
Yeah, it's very sickening.
Eating shark fin soup is definitely little dick energy.
Definitely little dick energy. Maybe the biggest kind.
Do you guys think though, like I feel like Shark Week at first though was sort of like sharks are scary, and then it quickly like flipped over to like what we're saying now, which is like shark conservation, but they still lean into like teeth and blood and shit as the aesthetics for sharks.
Yeah, that's what people want to see, like a fucking attack, dude. Mm-hmm. People would just want to.
Yeah. And the I think the whole start of that was really the movie Jaws, because I was I don't know exactly where that was.
You're right.
But that was filmed in like the around the New England area, and that's my dad's favorite movie. We've seen it a billion times. But right when it came out, he was like maybe 10 to like 13. And after that movie came out and everyone saw it in theaters, his parents would not let him go in the water past his knees.
Yeah,
like I heard about it. Really, really hit like people hard that there is some monsters in the ocean, and that is like a real, like shark attacks are real. They've happened very, very, very slim. Like there's some stupid statistics that people get killed more by like cows and like water buffalo than sharks. I think I actually saw something. There's like 296 shark attacks in Florida over the past 3 years, I think. 2 or 3 years. Don't quote me. And only one of them was fatal. Mm-hmm. Like I've
usually like just testing and being like, oh, yeah. That's not.
Like I've swam with sharks before. I've surfed with sharks. Then I was kind of scary. But that
actually brings me up.
So sharks do surf.
Yeah. Dolphins are really like the big, like dolphins will catch like the underwake of waves and stuff, and like it gives them like a boost. And you guys have probably seen a dude paddleboarding, and then a dolphin pops out of a wave and hits him off. Mm-hmm. I highly recommend. It's pretty funny.
So yeah.
Save the sharks.
Save the sharks.
We're leaving in 10 minutes.
They're really not trying to. They're not trying to really harm anyone. They're really just curious of what may be going on. I have watched, I believe it was actually last year on Shark Week, they were stating how sharks really don't bite to see, you know, how you may taste. They test bite to kind of like, they almost feel with their teeth like how we feel with our hands. They just kind of like want to know what everything is. So, you know, they'll give it a little nibble, see how it is. They'll just test stuff out, and if they don't like it, they'll spit you back out, and that's where you get a lot of those, you know, small attacks where they're not fatal. You get like an accidental bite, which it wasn't meaning like anything. It was just kind of the shark trying to see what was going on. But you know, you just have to be careful. Really, you can't really predict when something like that may happen.
So they're actually kind of cute, and you should like kind of go up to them, pet them.
Right. Well, actually, I was like watching cats. Shark Week yesterday.
Shark Week?
Yeah, Shark Week. It's actually right on after Shark Week. On Shark Week, they were saying how if you're in the water with a shark, you need to look as dominant as possible. And if you show any signs of weakness or illness, a shark can sense that, and he will start to head towards you in a very curious manner. And you can tell by the way they move also, you know, if the shark's having a very, like, subtle and, like, you know, free spirit movement, just kind of, like, gliding through the water, you know, they're pretty calm. They're not going to really want anything to do with you. But if you see these rapid changes, if he's coming in hot right towards you, or you see him making some very, like, let's say, quick or rapid movements, you want to be a little bit more aware of the situation. And if you do see him approaching you head on, you should also approach him head on as well and let him know that you are not, you know, injured or ill. You want to make him know that you are very, like, you know, a very dangerous animal, that like he may be, you know, trying to figure out what you are. Yeah. They were also showing how there was a 10-foot great white that was heading towards this guy that was in the water. I say it was about 10 feet deep, and he's only about 5'10", and he headed right towards the shark, and the shark didn't want anything to do with him afterwards. The shark was almost scared of him, just because he was showing that he had dominance in the water. So.
But I think that a shark can probably hear the increased heartbeat.
I don't know.
So I feel like no matter what, even if I was...
I feel like they can definitely sense stuff, but I don't know if they can hear a heartbeat.
I bet they can.
We still on sharks?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. We're still on sharks.
I feel like that... Cool. When your heart's beating really fast, like if you can hear it and it's in water, that's going to be able to echo through and probably travel farther than it would. And
I don't know. I just think
anything that.
That
you want to take ready? Nobody has anything ready.
What?
Coolers, food, anything?
All right, that's gonna take it. It's gonna take us to the end of the episode here in Nashville. I'd like to thank our guest Ricky.
Thank y'all for having me.
Matt.
Hey, thanks for letting me on the show. You know, this is Matt Attack.
As usual, Zach Show Live's here.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening to this episode of SEO Show. This is in the Zach Show Live.
And thanks to Megan, thanks to Logan, thanks to Jimmy bringing their opinions on goldfish and the big fish with the teeth of sharks.
Always open to another opinion.
Sorry we're a little late. We've been having a vacation here in Nashville. We are going to have this, Science Thursday coming up. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, but we are going to have Science Thursday coming up here. Again, thank you kindly for listening. If you could go to the iTunes store, give us a review, that'd be very nice.
Give us a little lucky poo and give us a little zhizhi wawa.
It's a little, I think that was more like a Cajun kind of.
And if you are here from Spotify because you think this is an In My Feelings remix, I'd like to say this is an In My Feelings remix. Hold on a second.
Gotta be real with
you. Yeah. Google searches.
Kiki, they love me. Are you riding?
That's gonna put an end on the SEO show for the week. I wanna see you next week. We are gonna talk about topics again.
KB, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.